Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotterain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with my brothers and sisters the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. Today I have quite a few prophetic dreams and a message I'd like to share with you. It's going to be a little bit of a longer video, so if you can, please hang in there. The message is a short message the Lord gave me, and it will be at the very end of this video. These are warnings. Once again, the Lord continues to give me warnings on the plagues and pestilences that are going to be coming, and I'll share a little bit about that in a minute. Many people say, why do you get all these warnings, and why do you share things that can make people be fearful, and that I'm fear-mongering? And I just wanted to clear that up very quickly and say that the Lord doesn't want to bring fear. You know, He has come. Jesus has come. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. However, He does use His watch people to sound the alarms for the body of Christ for what is coming, so that people will not be blindsided, so they will have their eyes wide open, and they will not be caught up in fear, but instead will be in a place of secure trusting on with the Lord on the rock. Jesus is the rock. He wants us to have our feet placed solidly on the rock so that we will not fall or falter at all. And that's why He gives these messages. That's why He gives warnings. He also gives them so we can pray against the devices or the traps, deceptions, the plans, the assignments of the evil one and his workers of iniquity. We are to be praying against them. We are to be praying to push back the darkness. So this is another reason that He gives out warnings, because not everything that the enemy plans will come to fruition. The Lord's perfect will happen. And yes, He will allow a lot of these things to happen. However, He is in total control, and He will take care of His people. So, with that said, let me go ahead and read the first dream that I got. And it was a time travel dream, which I thought was very cool. I don't know if I've ever gotten a time travel dream before. I don't think I have. And I got this on the 30th of June, 2023. And in this dream, I was visiting a tourist exhibit, kind of like it was in a museum. And I was with a group of very close friends. And we were so excited to see this one exhibit about going back in time. Now, when we got there, we saw that there was like a time travel ship or pod. But it was more like a, it was like an amusement park type of thing. And it seemed like it would only go back a couple years or so. So it was not really anything that significant. However, my friends decided that they wanted to push the envelope and do something that no one else had ever done. And they wanted to take this little time capsule and go all the way back to the Middle Ages. Now, I was not thrilled about this idea. And as a matter of fact, I was very concerned about breaking the record on time traveling and going all the way back to the Middle Ages. However, I decided that I would go ahead and be a part of it, but first I needed to go to the restroom. So I had to find the woman's room, which apparently was in a different building. And as I was walking to the different building, I was pondering and thinking about this whole time travel thing and going back to the Middle Ages. And I remember thinking, oh no, we really can't go back to the Middle Ages unless we have the proper attire. We need the Middle Age attire to be dressed in like they are. We can't go back in our modern day clothes. So I thought, oh, I've got to hurry and get back to them to let them know before we take off that we first have to find the right attire, the right Middle Age clothes. So as I returned to my friends, to warn them, I had decided on the way back that I did not want to go. I was not going to go. I was going to let them go without me. So I go back to my friends, and all of a sudden they're waiting for me, and I tried to tell them that we couldn't go without the clothes on, but it was too late, and it was apparently too late for me to decline in going. They had, I don't know if they'd already paid for me or what, but I was committed to going. So that was it. I knew it was over. I was going to have to go, whether we were dressed properly or not. And that was when I woke up. So when I woke up, I heard two words. I heard, look up the Middle Ages, and then I heard feudal system. So I believe that the Lord gave me this message. I believe the interpretation is a warning for the Western world on what is coming. Now I want to share very quickly with you a few things about the Middle Ages that I think pertain to now. First of all, the Middle Ages were also called the Dark Ages, and they started as the fall of the Roman Empire happened. At the very end, as the Roman Empire was falling, that started the Middle Ages. And these Middle Ages lasted for a little less than 1,000 years. And during these 900 and some years, two main things occurred that stuck out to me. One was, of course, the feudal system. And since the Lord told me the word feudal system, I had to look that up again because it's been a long time since I studied about the Middle Ages. So I had to refresh my memory. And I found out that the feudal system affected every area of life. It affected the legal, the economic, the political, the educational, military, religious. It affected everything. And this system was based on three things. It was based on the clergy, or religion, the peasants, and the nobles. It was very simple. It was a very simple system. And the land was owned by the nobles, the very, very rich, who lived extravagantly in their manor homes and in their castles. And they owned the land, and then they had the peasants serve them. The peasants lived on the nobles' lands, and they were called serfs. They were serf peasants. So there was no middle class. There was only the very rich and the very poor. Now, the second thing that I noticed was there was that plague, the bubonic plague that came and killed millions during these dark ages. And it was carried on, the plague was carried by rats that had been infected by fleas. Now, in the 14th century alone, 25 million people died, which at that time was two-thirds of the population. So it was very, very serious. So you're wondering, why did the Lord give me this dream? Well, like I said before, I believe it is to warn us about what we are headed into. In the Western world, we are headed into the dark ages, just like what happened as the Roman Empire was falling, so the Western world is falling and collapsing and going to be going into this dark time. And in the same way that there were just the rich, very rich, and the very poor, we are seeing that starting to develop in the Western world, where they're trying to squeeze out the middle class. And so there will be the very rich and those who have nothing. Matter of fact, I heard a quote that came from the WEF, and you probably have heard it as well, and they said, you will have nothing and you will be happy. You will have nothing and you will be happy. Well, that is what happened in the Middle Ages, brothers and sisters, because the rich people had everything. So we must remember, though, that what the powers that be have planned does always have to come to fruition. And unless the prayers of the saints become very faint and almost non-existent, if we could only once again grasp and take hold of the concept that prayer changes things. And that's why I keep saying that we need to continue, and I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it because this is what the Lord has shown me, that we need to continue to bombard the gates of heaven with our prayers and petitions, brothers and sisters. So I think that's one of the reasons the Lord gave me that dream, is so we can see a possible future like the Middle Ages unless His people step in and become the salt of the world, the salt and the light again. Now, the second thing I want to share, I received on the 8th of August, 2023. And this goes right along with the Middle Ages, but at first I didn't know that. I had a very strange vision dream. I saw this strange being floating along the grass. It looked like a human that had a sheet over it, and then but its head was the head of a bird. And it was very chilling. When I woke up, it gave me the chills, and it was something evil and not good. And I did not have a clue. I thought this is some kind of ghost or demon. That's all I knew. And it wasn't until I started preparing for this video and going back and looking into the Middle Ages that I saw a picture. And the picture that I saw was a picture of what they called back then the plague doctor. Now, I will have in my blog, there will be a picture of this plague doctor. So go check out my blog. The link is down below. And that also has the corresponding transcript of this. So you can look at the plague doctor. You'll see that's what I saw. But it was not all as detailed in the vision. So this plague doctor, what is the plague doctor? Well, I've seen pictures of this before, but I didn't know that that's what it was. This is where this person is dressed up in, he has an overcoat, a heavy overcoat all the way down to the ground. And then he has a mask on, and the mask is in the form of a bird with a large beak. And the reason these are doctors, or supposedly doctors, who wore these things, and they would go into the homes of those who were dying, and they would be, record the death tolls, is what they said. They go, and if somebody's dying, they would go and record that this person is about to die. And apparently, in many instances, they would be the last thing, these plague doctors would be the last thing that a person would see before dying, which is awful. Now, these masks that they wore had a great big huge beak in the front, and the reason they had these huge beaks was because these beaks were filled with herbs and spices and lavender in order to scare off the plague or the plague germs. So that's why they looked like that. So once again, I believe that the reason I got this dream vision, it's just one of many, many over the last couple of years that the Lord has given me of the different plagues and pestilences that are still to come. And that's going to bring me to the next warning that I want to bring to you. The Lord has shown me so many things about a skin disease that is going to be coming. And matter of fact, He even told me the word leprosy. And I thought that was very strange, but I did go ahead and post it out of obedience. I will have the link for that down below. When I heard the word leprosy, and one of the dreams, I've had probably like four dreams about this weird skin disease. And then the last one I had, I heard leprosy. So I think they all pointed to leprosy. And the reason I'm bringing that up now is because I just saw last week that there are now cases of leprosy popping up in the United States, especially in Florida. So I was very surprised when I saw that, because I thought this was a disease that no longer existed and only existed during biblical times with Jesus. So I always thought when I heard the word leprosy that the Lord was just pointing to some kind of skin disease, but it seems like it's like the real thing, brothers and sisters. The other thing I want to bring to you is about Marburg. All right, so Marburg is an Ebola type of disease, blood disease. They're somehow related, or I don't know if they're related, but the same kind of thing with the blood coming out of your orifices and stuff like that. Pretty awful thing. And I received the word. The only thing I've ever received about Marburg is I have had a couple dreams about things that have to do with blood, but it wasn't until I think it was last year on the, on July 2nd, 2022, I heard the word, woke up with the word Marburg. Now, I didn't post that on YouTube, but it was posted in my newsletter. Many of you get my newsletter, and if you go and look at the newsletter number 33, posted on July 22nd, 2022, you will see there that the Lord gave me the word Marburg. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because right now, apparently, I don't know if it's this week, I'm not sure when, but they are doing a training exercise for the Marburg virus in New York. I saw that and I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm going to say that again. They are doing a training exercise for the virus Marburg in New York. And in the article, and again, I'll have that down below, they say that the risk is very low. But I'm thinking, okay, well, if the risk is so low, why are they going to all the trouble for a training exercise? So, you know, I think that's a heads up, brothers and sisters. All right, so the next thing I wanted to bring to you is this message. I just wanted to add that, you know, none of this should come as a surprise to the believers in Jesus because, you know, he warns us in his word that in the last days we were going to see plagues and pestilences. In Matthew 24:7, it says, for nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. It also mentions about the plagues in Revelation 6:8, and that's the pale horse. It says that he came to give power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague. And then Revelation 18:18 talks about that therefore, and it's talking to Babylon, this is a warning to Babylon in Revelation 18. It says, therefore, her plagues will come in one day. So there's many places where it talks in the end times that plagues and pestilences are going to be coming and increasing. So we're beginning to see these birth pangs. That's what Matthew 24 talks about, is the birth pangs of the last days. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the birth pangs of these things happening. All right, now for the message. I'm almost done. Hang in there. In this message, the Lord talks again about the hurricane. Now, a couple videos back, the Lord gave me a message, and many of you have already heard this, but for those of you who haven't, the Lord told me that we are now in the eye of the hurricane and that the backside is coming and that the backside will be far worse. Now, at the time that I received that prophetic word, I was not exactly sure what the Lord was referring to because there are so many dangers now all around us that seem to be lurking. So I wasn't sure exactly, but this short message, just reading a part of it, is talking about the same hurricane and what it is. If this hurricane is the pestilences and the diseases, that there are more to come. All right, so the Lord told me at the beginning, before first I heard, he said that he would be watching over those who are walking in purity and his righteousness. However, those who are walking in sin, there will be an open door to what is coming. And then I heard this. I will put a covering of protection over my remnant ones. Though some will get sick, they will recover. This is the backside of the storm, worse than the first. It will bring devastation and carnage everywhere it goes. No family will be untouched. It will affect those in power as well. Just like Pharaoh when his son died of the plague. And he's talking there about the 10 plagues of Moses and where his son, Pharaoh's son, died because of the firstborn dying. Back to the message. I will allow it to come, for it is a judgment of great proportions. The unrighteous are sitting ducks, unable to escape what is coming. For the tables will be turned, and now they will be the ones to suffer. Their sins are so grievous that I will not hear their cries, for the intent of their hearts are wicked. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to please not fear or falter, for the Lord Jesus, he has not given us the spirit, like I said, of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. So let us continue to pray for mercy and help in our time of need, and to seek forgiveness at all times. Remember, though some frightful things might come our way, we, the body of Christ, we will remain secure. We will remain safe under the shadow of his wings as we take refuge in him. So I want to say, please pray Psalms 91 over you and your family every day. And I'm going to read this to you quickly. This is one version of part of it here. And I will end with this. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disasters that strike at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000s are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Psalms 91:3-7.